that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded at 11 o'clock this morning, Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving natural and organic foods, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL, AM 580. Celeste Quinn is away. I'm Tom Rogers. Jeff Bosser joins us now with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Tom. Good afternoon. Officials report 7 deaths in Indiana from weekend storms that brought heavy rain and high winds to the state. 4 people died yesterday in southern Indiana from falling trees, and a man was killed when he was hit by a large limb he was trying to remove from a tree. 2 of the deaths occurred in Clark County. The others were in Crawford, Perry, and Ohio counties. 2 deaths happened in northwestern Indiana when a teacher and his 74-year-old father drowned while trying to rescue a 10-year-old boy from a flooded ditch in a subdivision. The rain and winds also forced an early end to the MotoGP motorcycle race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where a tent collapse hurt 2 fans who a track spokesman said suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Both U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Governor Rob Blagojevich plan to tour flood-stricken areas in northern Illinois today. Residents in parts of Chicago and its suburbs were working to recover from the weekend flooding, which forced hundreds of people from their homes. Des Plaines City spokesman Will Soderberg says the river there peaked at slightly over 10 feet late last night, well above the 7-foot flood stage. Soderberg says the Des Plaines River level had dropped several inches by 6 this morning. About 100 homes in Des Plaines were evacuated, and about 400 residents were removed from their homes in Riverside, which is also on the Des Plaines. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, meanwhile, is urging residents impacted by flooding to be on the lookout for home repair con artists eager to exploit natural disasters for their own profit. Tips include calling the AG's Consumer Fraud Hotline to check on a contractor's legitimacy. That number in central Illinois is 800-243-0618. Madigan urges residents impacted by contractors to go door-to-door quickly offering services. She also urges flood victims to get recommendations for established contractors and to shop around for the best deal. And Madigan recommends that anyone talking with a contractor to see state-required permits or licenses. A former student of David Foster Wallace is remembering the novelist as a very generous instructor who befriended those who believed in the written word. The Urbana native died Friday at the age of 46 from an apparent suicide. He was best known for his short stories and 1996 novel Infinite Jest, which brought on critical raves for analyzing America's relationship with the entertainment industry. Tim Feeney, a creative writing student of Wallace's at Illinois State University in the late 90s, calls Infinite Jest the finest novel published in his lifetime. Feeney says his former teacher was able to articulate things that other writers wouldn't attempt and keep the reader captivated.
And he just did it with, you know, a lot of brains and just a lot of humor. He was just really, really funny writer. Just really, you know, just you read his stuff and just the intelligence just hits you in the head. It's just, and not in a way that just dominates you like some writers do. They're just really smart and they let you know it. He was really smart, but he was also taking you along with it. I think it's probably a good way to describe it.
Feeney says Wallace was open and generous with students who made the effort. He says he was shocked and saddened to hear of Wallace's death. David Foster Wallace not only taught courses at ISU, but had been at Pomona College in Southern California since 2001. He published his first novel, The Broom of the System, at age 24. In 1986, survivors include his wife and his sister and parents who still live in Urbana. A vote by the Urbana City Council tonight could decide the fate of a nearly 120-year-old house in what was once one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in town. The house at 508 West Elm has been divided into apartments and covered with aluminum siding, but Urbana's Historic Preservation Commission is recommending it be given historic landmark status, which would restrict any efforts to alter the building or tear it down. Commission Chair Alice Novak compares the house with a relatively new apartment building next door. She calls the apartment building an eyesore and says Urbana needs to preserve its older homes.
They're absolutely irreplaceable buildings. We cannot replace them in the historic value, in the quality of materials that are there, and we need to think really, really carefully as we all take our recycling out to the curb, how absolutely willingly we are to squash one of these buildings for the sake of redevelopment.
But the owner of 508 West Elm opposes landmark status for the house and intends to sell it to JSM Development, which has applied for a demolition permit so it can build new apartments at that site. Urbana City staff members oppose landmark status as well. Planning manager Robert Myers says the aluminum siding mars the architectural integrity of the building. And he says none of its owners were historically significant, including its first owner, businessman and postmaster Frank Bills. Urbana City Council will make the final decision on landmark status for the house. Because of the owner's opposition, a two-thirds majority is needed for approval. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Today's programming is made possible by Ratio Architects, designer of the U of I Hotel and Conference Center development located in the UIUC South Research Campus, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 12:35 on the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Tom Rogers in for Celeste Quinn. And we've changed our schedule a bit as far as what we had been advertising for the 106 hour. We were going to bring an archive interview, but we decided to go further back into our archives after the death over the weekend of David Foster Wallace. We have a 1999 interview that Celeste Quinn did with David Foster Wallace at that time. And we'll bring that to you in the 1 o'clock.